At this time of the year, as we come towards the end of the month of Ramadan and the day of Eid, you know, we stand at the threshold of this joyous day. Yet the day can become very, very, you know, difficult to manage in terms of if a couple do not have their understanding and do not have some sort of arrangement in place in terms of how to spend the day with different family members. So what are some of the issues that may come up when we find that we haven't maintained healthy relationships and we do not have some sort of understanding in place?
I think that's crucial to actually discuss or to get some feedback out there for people. The key factor, I think, is communication. We need to be able to know that if Eid al-Fitr is on its way and we are the parents or we are the leading people in our home, we need to be able to discuss and communicate what we would like to do that is mutually acceptable to both of us and both our families. So the key thing is to be able to speak to each other, because remember, your healthy marital relationship is based on your interdependency, where you have mutual support, but that also means that you respect each other, you respect each other's individuality, and of course respect for each other's families. So the key is to discuss who is crucial, what is crucial, and what are priorities of the day. Of course, we know there's the masjid in the morning. We know that is the importance of going to the Qabristan, etc., etc. But the key idea is what are the crucial things that need to get done, prioritize them, discuss them so that it's mutually acceptable. And before Eid starts, know that this is your plan for the day. This is what you would like to do for the day. Remember, you plan, Allah plans better. But remember, these are your guidelines, what you would like to do as a couple. Try and focus on them. So when you are at one family's house and it's almost time to leave, don't delay leaving, because this was prearranged. Rather, respect that we need to leave now because we had prearranged this. So alhamdulillah, let us all be able to communicate with our partners, inshallah, so that we can get things done smoothly as the day of Eid al-Fitr goes through.
And what do you do in a situation where there is a communication breakdown? You know, what is the way forward then if one partner is not willing to discuss and is not open to negotiation?
I would think that you need to actually try to communicate, because communication is key. Remember that in any marital relationship, there are 8 essentials for you to actually have a healthy relationship. It's not just based on one, it's based on many aspects. So if you are not able to communicate, how are you able to do lots of other things? Communication is key in terms of you keeping your household together. If you have children, talking about your children, dealing with your finances, dealing with everyday issues. If, for example, you can't come to an agreement regarding Eid, or some family member that you probably don't want to go and see or something like that, remember at the end of the day, it's Allah's day that's granted unto you to celebrate your sacrifices of the month of Ramadan. Why would you not want to join forces together? He's brought you together as a marital couple. Remember that. It is your Eid al-Fitr because you have sacrificed together for the month of Ramadan. Make some sacrifice in terms of your pride. Remember that it is not about you and not about him only. It is about what's jointly beneficial for both of you. And your marriage is based also for the pleasure of Allah. So sit together and try and resolve and resort to trying to see what can work for best for all of you for the day of Eid.
We certainly hope that that advice will be heeded. Sister Mehreen, jazakumullah khair for the very, very pertinent advice that you've shared with us this afternoon. We certainly do appreciate your time.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eid al-Mubarak to everybody.
Wa alaikum salam and Eid al-Mubarak to you and your family.